One of my favorite saints in the church is St. Ignatius of Loyola, and I love his spiritual exercises. He has these different meditations you can do to basically see where you're at in your relationship with the Lord, but also to know whose side you're on. So he has this meditation, many of you have probably done it for, but it's called the two banners or the two standards, right? And he invites all of his followers as they go on retreats to meditate upon two armies with two standards, right? So you have one standard or one banner or one flag. It says Catholic Church has Jesus, the angels, the saints. And then there's another one with the evil one, our enemy, and all his minions, right? And just to meditate each day, did I march under the banner of the God of the universe, Jesus Christ, and his church, his bride, the church, the Blessed Mother, St. Joseph? Or was I under the banner of the evil one, our enemy? And I love that because it makes things black and white. And today we have the reading about the good shepherd, right? So who is the commander of the Father's army, right? And when we look at that and we get to know who our shepherd is, that's so important for us as we enter into this part two of our series on spiritual warfare. You know, last week we looked at know your enemy. Like the enemy is the enemy. It's not another person. It's not another gender or a race or a political party. It's none of that. The enemy is the enemy. And then we also looked at, like, know your battle, right? But today now we're looking at going into the battle, but also who's commanding us, who's leading us. And there is no shepherd like the Lord. There's no commander like the Lord. Because when you look at shepherds, the interesting thing is they actually eat their sheep, right? It's kind of a strange thing. So Jesus saying, I am the good shepherd, but they would feed their sheep to eat them. But what he does is he dies for them. He's willing to lay his life down for you by name. And when we come to know him and we begin to allow him to pull away us away from our sinful habits, to pull us away from, you know, anything that is not of him, and he starts telling us, like, you're a sheep. I don't know if you know much about sheep, but sheep have no defense mechanisms. They don't have horns, right? They don't have like a tail with like a spike on it or something. They got nothing, right? So they're sitting there just kind of totally there for the picking of the wolf, right? The evil one. All they can do is bleat. B-L-E-E-T, right? Bleh, that's all I can do. They can just scream out for help. But oddly, if you look at yourself, you ain't much different. You all don't have much to fight with. We have so many areas in our lives and where we're so vulnerable to sin. I mean, it's all around us to go over to the enemy's camp to fight in his army. And then to know that, like, he wants to scatter, or our shepherd wants to gather, right? He wants you, the evil one, the enemy, he wants you to separate and isolate, and our shepherd wants to die for you and to bring you into communion with other sheep, right? And when we come to know who he is, and we come to know his voice, like, no one speaks to us like him. Heard in our second reading today that we are God's beloved children. So when you and I see those images of Jesus, the good shepherd, he's either got a sheep around his shoulders, right? To say, you're my trophy. Like, I lay my life down for you. The thing is, you don't have to change to come to him. You come as you are. Or you see the image of the good shepherd where he's holding the sheep by his heart, where he reveals your identity to you. And his heart says, I love you. You're my beloved son. I love you. You're my beloved daughter. But then he's gonna put you down. He's got to go get more, or you got to lead more to him. And isn't it interesting how often that we have so many people who are struggling in our world right now with an identity, but that's exactly what Jesus came for. So you and I would know who we are in the Father's eyes. We talk about Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd. I lay down my life for my sheep, and mine know me, I know mine and they know me, right? If I could speak. It's been a long day. But the one thing he does is he lays his life down for us. So every time you sin and you go to confession, he dies for that sin so you don't have to. There's just this beauty of how our God is. But then he also says, I have other sheep that I must go get. For sure, he's talking about the Gentiles, right? But he's also talking about you and me. Like, we have a mission to go bring others in. And I just want to ask you, you don't have to raise your hand, but who did you invite to Mass tonight? Like, we have a lot of lost sheep running around this campus. And if you say, I know Jesus, you say, I love Jesus, and you say, like, he is my shepherd, I shall not want. The thing is, you got to share him with other people. Because if they're not under his banner, they're under the banner of the evil one. It's black and white. And do you have to persist? Yeah, because what are sheep? They're also dumb, right? We do a lot of dumb things. But also you have to feed them with what the Lord's fed you with his love. You also have to know who the other sheep in the flock are, right? So when you look at the Lord, he comes with, for sure, the Blessed Mother, who the enemy hates. And when you're close to her, she'll always keep you close to her son, the Good Shepherd. We also have the saints. Just told you about St. Ignatius Loyola. There's so many saints that you and I can learn from. And when we come to know that we're not alone in this battle, and there's many different ways of following the Lord, but they tell us about the battle we're going to enter into, but they also give us hints on how to stay in the sheepfold, right? We have St. Michael. We have St. Gabriel, St. Raphael. We have archangels who can totally just kick Satan's butt, but all of a sudden we're not asking them for help. We also have a guardian angel. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand again, but like, do you have a devotion to your guardian angel? Like, do you all know that God literally gave you an angel to protect you? And also, one thing I love about guardian angels is they're fighters, but they're all just waiting for you to ask them for help. And one thing you can also do is if you're having an issue or you're having conflict or you're having a struggle with another person, you can actually ask while you sleep, ask your guardian angel, go talk to other people's guardian angel. I didn't invite anybody to Mass. I didn't think about that, Father. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, well, next week your goal is to every night to pray for your guardian angel, go talk to other people's guardian angels to soften the blow, to take away all of their false defense mechanisms. I'm too busy. I got this going on. I don't know. But your guardian angel can do that. And the Lord gave you a guardian angel. I have a huge devotion to my guardian angel. I pray to my guardian angel every night. I've been trying to do that more and more often the past few weeks, and I've just noticed there's just like a, everything seems more smooth. Everything seems more peaceful. I seem to be aware of where the evil one's trying to pull me away, like, more quickly. But you also have each other. Like, if we're called to know the shepherd, right, and we're called to know the sheep, it's much easier to follow the Lord when you have other people following the Lord next to you. Like, there's no lone rangers in Christianity. No one can do it on their own. And it's not, again, are you strong enough to remain in the sheepfold? It's, are you weak enough? Like, the Lord made himself so weak for us. He was showing us a model. He was showing us a different way. But also he said, I want there to be one flock and one shepherd. Our God is all about unity, and our enemy is all about disunity. And one thing about our God is he knows your sins, but he calls you by your name. But the enemy, he knows your name and he calls you by your sins. Like, if we're God's beloved sons and daughters and we own that, like, that's attractive. That's freedom. That's what the Lord wants us to be in his sheepfold. But if we're under the yoke of the evil one, or under his banner, man, is he just, he's awful. You can't change. Remember what you did 2 weeks ago? Remember what you did when you were a kid? You can't change. But if we know the shepherd and he knows you, like, he's not shocked by your sins. He knew there'd be times where you would try to fall away. He knew that. We look at St. Peter, like, he denies the Lord three times, but then he has to reconcile. He has to profess his faith. But what does the Lord tell him to do? Go feed my sheep. Go tend my lambs. So it's very simple this week. Last week was know your enemy, know your battle. This week is know your shepherd and know the sheep. Just encourage you this week, again, meditate each day. What banner are you underneath? And then form a better devotion to your guardian angels. Learn the guardian angel prayer. Next week, we're going to end the series, and we're just going to look at knowing your weapons. Like, how do we fight this battle? It is a grave battle for souls. How do I remain under the banner of the Lord? We're also going to learn how to keep our enemy out of the camp. Because some of us have opened doors, and we got to close them. We're going to look at what a foothold is, and what a stronghold is, and how the enemy likes to trap us in snares, but also how the Lord gives us armor to fight this battle. Because it would be very strange to go into battle with just a bikini or a swimsuit on, right? Like, the Lord calls us to put on the helmet of salvation, right? The breastplate of righteousness, to gird our loins in the truth. And maybe that's why so many of us are getting picked off. We're walking out in the war and we have nothing to protect us. Yes, you might be a sheep, and maybe sheep aren't very smart. But the one thing is, all you got to do is tell the Lord to pick you up. And let the good shepherd fend off. Because what does a shepherd hold? He has a shepherd's staff. The staff is either meant to hook you back in or to hit away the wolves. So let's pray. Jesus, you are the good shepherd, and we are your sheep. And you lay down your life for us. And you know us. Pray for the grace this week to have a greater concern for the salvation of others, for all those lost sheep on this campus. Ask that your Holy Spirit may fall upon us to help us to, first of all, know that you love us and we are your beloved sons and daughters. Ask that you inspire us to live under your banner each day and to fight valiantly for your kingdom. And please teach us how to form a greater devotion to all of that you have given us, to Our Lady, the saints, Saint Michael, our guardian angels, but also to form a stronger bond with all of our fellow Christians on this campus. And if we fall away, may you allow others to bring us back into the flock. Help us know that this fight is worth fighting, and every soul has a great value, which costs you, Jesus, your life. As we come forward to receive communion this day, may we know that you are commissioning us to remain under your banner and to bring more people into communion. And we thank you for doing this ahead of time, Lord Jesus, for you are faithful. You are the good shepherd. You laid down your life for us. Please give us the courage to lay down our lives for others. We make all these prayers, and may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.